the memory verse, if you'll turn in your Bibles to Mark 1:17. And I read it in King James, and it said, "And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." Well, the first word that I went to the Greek to look up, of course, you know, what is he going to do with us? He's going to make us fishers of men. It's really interesting. Fishers, one of the words that it comes from is the word salt. And I thought, that's interesting. And so my thoughts went to, well, you know, we are the salt of the earth, and if the salt loses its savor, you know, it's no good, etc. So I could talk about that. But then I thought, no, I don't want to talk about that this morning. So I just did.
There you go.
But my eye went down and I thought, there's got to be more here. And whenever you have that feeling about a verse, I really challenge you and exhort you to go to Strong's or go to a dictionary and look and see what's really there. Because there really might be something more there. Well, there was. I thought, I will make. Well, what does that mean? What does it mean for him to make? And it means to make or do, to band together with, to bring forth, without any delay, to exercise, ordain, perform, purpose, or fulfill. Wow, that's interesting. In other words, it's a very action word, and like something's going to happen. And then the next word I looked up was become. He's going to make us, and then you look for the direct object of that word. What are you going to make us? To become. To come into being, to be brought to pass, to be fulfilled, and to be finished. How interesting. Then I looked at the verse again. Now let me read it again so you can follow my thinking here. And then Jesus said unto them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And I thought, wow, what is the real operative word here? And I saw there are two. The first one is come. If we will come after him, okay? We need to come after him. Are we coming after him every day? Are we following after him? Are we getting in his word? Are we praying? Are we wanting to be with him, worshiping him, fellowshipping him, and then fellowshipping one another? So we need to come after him. But the key is I will make you. I said, I can never be an evangelist. I'm a terrible evangelist. There are evangelists in the church. Thank you, Jesus. Because if I had a church, I'd have two people in it. I don't mean that. Thank you, Jesus, for all the gifts you give all the saints. But all of a sudden I saw, well, I'm trying to do it. And the Bible tells us the precious promise for this morning is if we come after him, he will make us to become. Amen. And you know it's really true, because when I'm with him, there's something about, after I've been with him, I remember going to the grocery store once, and a lady that never didn't know me at all came up to me, and she said, "Lady, you're shining."
Excellent.
That's a strange thing to say. I couldn't get the smile off my face. I had such a precious time with Jesus that, yeah, you do, you shine. If we come after him, if we be with
That's
him,
good.
You'll shine, and out of your mouth, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak about Jesus.
Amen.
So let's get into him. This is a new year. Let's really get into him in our Bible study and our being with him. And then our mouth, it's going to just flood out of our mouth, and we are all going to be evangelists, right?
Amen.